Our challenges at the moment kind of centre around decreasing budgets and an increasing demand and expectation from customers, whilst the number of staff that we have to deliver these services reduce. So I see the new technologies helping us to manage the demand and react to general inquiries and requests in a straightforward way, whilst ensuring that our diminishing people resource are concentrated on delivering services to those who are most in need and least likely to be able to self-serve. We've been very clear that we won't close off channels, but we may reduce the availability of some. And I think where technology will come in is to help us undertake the routine and mundane tasks to allow staff to concentrate on the value-added transactions.
Hello and welcome to the Botcast, episode 22. Today we're talking to Karen Court, who's the Digital Transformation Manager at West Lothian Council. So Karen's worked within the public sector since 2003. With tons of experience, we talked to her about how she has seen the rise in digital over these years. Also, West Lothian Council have joined a Digital Champions Network, which is a lottery-funded project. So we talked to her about what this entails and how they've benefited from it. West Lothian, they have 8,000 staff members, 6,000 of which actually live in within the council area. So we talked to her a little bit about how having employees as constituents affects how they operate and the kind of insight they get from these employees. We have a little look at their digital transformation strategy. They've got four key pillars, which we break down. We also talk about how West Lothian can better serve their vulnerable members of society using technology, plus much more. It's a great episode with Karen. She's got so much experience and she gives so many great insights. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. As always, please use hashtag TheBotCast on any of our social channels to let us know what you think, and also give us a rating and review on iTunes. It really, really helps us out with finding new and interesting guests and also accessing a larger listener market, which is what we want ultimately. So for now, I'll hand over to Karen. I really hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Botcast.
You're very welcome. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. It's so great to have you. So I know you've got a big career in the public sector stemming back to about 2003, I believe. So
yeah,
I'd love to hear a little bit more about your working history and how you came to be the Digital Transformation Manager at West Lothian Council.
Okay, so we are going back quite a long way, and some people find it a little bizarre that my degree is actually in hotel and catering administration.
Oh,
no way. So you kind of wonder, what the heck am I doing here? Well, I spent quite a lot of my years after I graduated working in hotels and retail. But what that did for me was really hone my customer service skills and really get to understand people. And then through a whole range of somewhat bizarre circumstances, I found myself back in the late 90s working for Dumfries and Galloway Council with their housing service. And my role was supporting tenants and kind of doing engagement with tenants. And that was my first foray into local government. Although I had briefly done a stint with the NHS on a designated driver scheme, so trying to get people not to drink and drive, which was very interesting. But working for Dumfries and Galloway was really interesting, and I kind of quickly moved into corporate communications. So I was kind of the media officer, and then went on to work in community planning, which was a far more kind of policy driven kind of role, and then did some kind of regeneration work. But back in 2008, I moved up to West Lothian Council as their community planning manager. And my kind of focus, I suppose, in all the roles that I've had has always been about working with customers and communities to improve service offerings and kind of try and directly meet their needs. I've had a mix of strategic and operational roles, and I've found that's really helped me with my new role. So back in late 2017, I was seconded from the customer service manager job to the digital transformation manager role. And what that's really about is helping services across the council embrace new technologies, try to make better use of digital services, and really about putting their customers at the heart of any service changes they're making. I'm responsible for delivering the digital transformation strategy for the council, as well as I have a savings target of £600,000 as part of our Transforming Your Council programme to deliver from a digital perspective.
Wow, £600,000, that's a lot.
Well, I suppose it sounds a lot. In the scheme of it, we're trying to save something like £65 million. So in the scheme of things, it's small. But yeah, overall, it is a significant amount.
Yeah. Can you give us a little quick overview on how you plan to do it?
The savings are around trying to change the way we do things and bring in the use of technology. We still have services that use huge amounts of paper. So trying to stop them printing things, starting to use the technology. We have some challenges about finding the right types of kit to give to people. So we will still have social workers that go out to home visits with piles of paper, because we haven't got the kit and our systems aren't great and don't talk to each other. So we're needing to address that. We're looking at some types of automation. So where we've got repeat processes like dealing with invoices, can we automate that? Can we shorten the time that takes? We're wanting to use things like video conferencing more. At the moment, we don't use video conferencing at all. So we still have people traveling about West Lothian to attend meetings. So there's nothing groundbreaking in what we want to do. But from a public sector point of view, we are behind the curve in terms of what our private sector colleagues would be doing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just about sort of increasing efficiencies across the board for the SANGs, which is, it'll be really interesting to see how that maps out. So I know that West Lothian joined the Digital Champions Network as part of like a lottery funded One Digital programme. So yes. As far as I understand, this enables and supports customers and staff with their digital skills as part of your digital transformation strategy. So I know you're sort of developing your champion programme at the moment to achieve this strategic aim. So can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes. So one of the themes within our strategy is around digital skills for both customers and staff. So last autumn, we undertook a digital skills audit of our staff, because we knew that we needed to be able to assess where they are with their skills so that we could put in place the right measures to support them. We used a question set that's been developed by the Scottish Council for Voluntary Organisations. And the reason we did that was so that we could benchmark against other councils and other organisations in Scotland to see how we were doing. We had over 1,400 responses, which has allowed us to collate information at a service level. And as part of that audit, one of the questions we asked was, would people be willing to volunteer as a digital champion to help and support their colleagues with digital skills? Initially, we had over 100 people volunteer, but that has now reduced to about 55, because for a variety of reasons, people felt that they couldn't free up the time, or when they realised that they might be dealing with colleagues from other services that they weren't quite so keen. But we've got 55 who are now very committed, and we've started the process with them. So we, as a complete group, we've met twice. And the first session, we looked at what does your job description as a digital champion look like? And so agreed what they would and wouldn't do, because they wanted to be clear about what their role was, and they didn't really want to be seen as the second IT service desk. So, you know, this is more about supporting people. We also kind of felt that we wanted to be able to support the champions. And as part of that, we joined Digital Unite, which gives us access to online support and learning. And we've also directed the champions to things like the 23 things and the IDEA, which have ideas about how to support the learners. The Digital Unite Champions program had a specific focus around supporting customers, but they've recognized that there are slightly different issues if you're a champion supporting other colleagues. So they're busy creating some online resources which will help and support staff as champions. We're also working with our local college, who are going to be providing coaching skills to our champions. So we want the champions to get something out of the program, and so we're working to ensure that we put in place programs and support to kind of meet their needs. Still early days, but we've made a good start.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like such an interesting program. So I know that you have 8,000 staff, and yeah, 1,000 of which live in the council area, so both employees and customers, really. So you carried out a survey a while back, and you received over 1,400 responses, which sort of highlighted two key barriers for people. Yeah. And those barriers were understanding how to access information, really, and how to be safe online. So I'd love to know more about how you plan to overcome these barriers, and how actually you use your staff, who are your constituents, to help feed into that decision making.
Yeah, so the champions that I was just talking about are going to be key to kind of helping our staff enhance their digital skills. And we're busy developing some courses and materials, particularly around finding information and being safe online. And we're using our e-learning platform to publish these. And in actually just this week, I've been given the kind of draft of that. So it's looking really positive. We're reusing a lot of online content from the likes of the National Cyber Security Centre. So we're starting from scratch. There's a lot of material out there. We're just trying to kind of hone it and develop it so it meets the needs of our staff in particular. And I'm also working with our adult learning team and relevant partners within our community planning partnership, such as Citizens Advice and Social Landlords and the DWP, to plan and share courses and learning across West Lothian, and that will have a focus on particularly on customers and potentially our more vulnerable customers. We'll utilise our libraries and community centres where we've got public access PCs and Wi-Fi, so that we can help people to get online. Our schools are also playing a part in this by ensuring that our young people have relevant skills to operate in a digital age. And I would have to say I'm constantly blown away by how digital savvy our young people are. For instance, we've got a primary four who's kind of aged 7 to 8, coding and creating online games, and they're teaching the teachers a thing or two. And we also have some senior pupils who are Turing testers and winners of Scotland's Cybersecurity Challenge. And they've created online resources to help young people and others stay safe online. And in addition, our community high schools are offering courses to parents to help with their digital skills. within our housing service, which has got very good links to tenants, they're offering help and support through online chat sessions and support in our libraries and information offices. And our tenants, some of whom are also our staff, have got a crucial role in scrutinising the housing service and also helping to develop new or improved services, such as void housing procedures and asbestos checks. And we've recently just revamped our whole application process with the help of our tenants and our staff. We also use our customers to act as inspectors of our services, and we give them access to senior officials and our back office staff, and they come in and look at our processes and procedures with a view to improving them. And these citizen-led inspectors are a vital part of our overall improvement agenda.
God, you're covering a lot of bases there.
Yeah, it's I don't quite know if it's a scattergun approach, but there are lots of elements to this, and it's a big jigsaw to try and catch.
Yeah, totally. No, it sounds like you're doing a great job. So if we can take a little look at data then, which is a big talking point. So you store data of around 175,000 citizens, I believe.
Yeah.
So how do you currently use your data to feed into your decision making, and how do you think you could maybe better engage your constituents using the data that you have?
This area is one of our biggest challenges. At the moment, we have over 250 different systems within the council, and for the most part, they don't talk to each other. So this means that our staff are constantly having to double enter information or cut and paste from one system to another, and that ultimately leads to errors being made. And it's really frustrating for the staff, and it's absolutely not efficient for our customers. But it also means that it's sometimes challenging to make true end-to-end self-service a reality for our customers. We've made some good progress in this regard, and just this week we've launched our parent portal in a pilot school cluster. And if all goes well, we'll roll that out to all schools by the end of term. Within the first week, we've had 300 parents sign up, so we're feeling quite positive about that. The parents' portal will allow the parents to update information, pay for school meals and trips, report absences, see school and class information, and give consents for trips and photos, and book parents' evenings. The really good thing about the parents' portal is it's feeding the back office system that we use to run our school's administration. So that's all tied up. So it's been a huge step forward for us. We know from the engagement that we've done with our customers that informed our Transforming Your Council programme that they want to be able to access information easily, which is why we're revamping our website. And they want to be able to make service requests and change details without having to phone us or come into an office. And we also know that there are some customers that still require face-to-face support who want to speak to someone. And we still very much want to be able to offer those services. But for the vast majority of customers, they want to be able to use the technology as they do in other parts of their lives. And it's, you know, a big part of my job to try and make this a reality, but it is an uphill struggle.
Yeah, I bet it is. And I think a lot of councils feel similar to what you've just said. It's an ongoing challenge. So as part of your digital transformation strategy then, you seem to have four key outcomes, which are...
Yes, that's right.
Right, which is like digital customers, so engaging customers to use digital channels when interacting with the council. Which is enabling and supporting customers and staff to thrive in a digital age, which obviously we've just talked about a little bit. Digital service design, so ensuring that your digital ambitions are embedded across the entire council. And also the digital workplace, so transforming how you work to deliver sort of more effective and efficient services. So obviously we've touched on the skills, but do you mind digging a little bit deeper on the others? Like, how are you approaching these?
Yeah, so our digital customers theme is about enabling our customers to engage with the council in the ways that they want, always with the presumption of digital first. And we've made efforts over the last year to increase the amount of self-service customers can do on the website. And last October, we launched My West Lothian, which is our customer portal. We use the National Scottish My Account functionality, and we have over 28,000 customers registered with an account. The revamp of our website comes under this theme, as does the need to integrate systems and increase the use of self-service. And in this regard, we've recently purchased a new HR and payroll system, which when it's implemented will allow our staff and managers to self-serve for a wide range of HR-related functions, which will include accessing payslips, putting in expenses and overtime claims, recording and tracking sickness absence, and all the tasks that are related to recruitment processes. So that's going to make a huge difference for our staff. The digital service design theme is around ensuring that we've got solid foundations on which we build our digital services. And that's the way of kind of planning and delivering services is embedded across the council. To this end, we've agreed a council-wide approach to using addresses in systems using the One Scotland Gazetteer, as this will help us join up our systems as we're all using the same address database. And we're piloting the use of a single sign-on for staff so they can access all systems they need to by signing on once, instead of what happens at the moment that they have to have multiple login details and passwords, which is a bit of a security nightmare. We're also investigating the types of evidence that we ask for from our customers when they're applying for services to see if we can use electronic evidence or reuse information that we already hold. And we're working with the Scottish Government and Improvement Service on a national digital identity solution. This theme also requires us to map all our business processes so that we can try to redesign them using digital first. We've mapped processes across our housing service, central admin, procurement and licensing, but there's still loads to do. I'm also just about to advertise for a service designer to come and work with us to bring a new perspective to delivering public services. So I'm really quite excited about that. And then the final theme is about making our workplace as digital as possible. So the activities within this theme include changing the way we deliver Wi-Fi in our buildings to make it easier for people. And we also want to increase the use of mobile technology for staff who work out and about in our communities. We already have building services and waste services using mobile technology to help them do their jobs, but there's absolutely more that we can do. And we want to expand this technology to housing officers and social workers to make their jobs more efficient and reduce the amount of time and money that is wasted travelling between appointments and the office. We have some technical and cultural challenges to overcome to make this happen. And we've already undertaken a significant piece of work to map and understand all of our systems which we currently use, which I had previously said over 250. So that we can plan to reduce these over time by making better use of the core corporate systems that we have. We're also improving our e-learning platform and offering to give staff the help and support they need to do their jobs, but in a way that's easily accessible and easy to use. And the final activity within this theme is working with and supporting the digital partnership within Scotland, which all 32 local authorities are signed up to.
That's so interesting. I feel like they're four really strong pillars and everything you're doing within them is so beneficial. And I'd love to talk a little bit more in a sec about the My West Lothian accounts. But before we talk about that, I know that you've got sort of over 4,000 vulnerable members of society who are using technologies such as the pendant alarms and the fall detectors to sort of enable them to stay at home for longer. I'd love to know how you plan to sort of serve the more vulnerable members of society using technology going forward as well.
So the use of technology in people's homes is now well embedded, and it's been well embedded in West Lothian for a long time. And we've been really successful in supporting people to remain at home by utilising the range of technology. But as the technology is changing and improving and the range of functions it can support increases, we need to be getting better at being able to use this to prevent people going into hospital or long-term care. The challenge with all of this will be the change from analog to digital technology that's happening across the country, and making sure that what we put in place doesn't mean that kind of customers fall between the cracks as the changeovers happen. There's another challenge around the unprecedented choice that is now available to customers, which can be really confusing. So we have to ensure that we offer the right support and help to make the, to enable them to make the right choices. I think we've kind of hit a bit of a crossroads, and we're needing to refocus because of the changes that are happening in the technology, and there are the kind of things happening on a national level, which are around the network, and then there are suppliers trying to understand how they need to change the types of equipment that they're producing, and all of that's happening together. So it's a confusing landscape for ourselves, never mind our customers, and we need to try and kind of help them through that. So it's absolutely a big focus of our digital strategy.
Great. So going back a little bit then to the My account, so you said that there's a My West Lothian account. So how do you plan to increase numbers of residents using that?
Okay, so We began this a few years ago now, and we started to use the National My Account credentials for our online payments for school meals. This was really successful, and we've got about 13,000 parents who signed up and use this facility on a regular basis. So that allows them to pay up front or load a card if it's for a secondary school with money, and then the pupils can just go and spend it in the canteen, or for the primary school pupils, they pre-order their meals. We've had a kind of, I suppose, unforeseen benefit of that is that we've actually significantly reduced the amount of waste that we see in our school kitchens, because they're not producing meals that nobody's going to eat. So having had success with that, we then started to use it to allow people to log on to our public access Wi-Fi. That didn't work quite so well, and we've actually since removed this step in the Wi-Fi login process. And we've seen an increase. When we did that, we saw an increase in the uptake of the use of the Wi-Fi. And as I said, last year we launched My West Lothian, which is our single customer portal, which gives access to requests for service, changing details, paying for services, and reporting issues. And quite importantly, our bin calendars. We've now got, as I said, 28,000 people registered. But the way we intend to increase it is by offering more services through this portal. So parent portal, as I said, we've just literally launched this last week. That will start to increase the functionality. We launched the revenue portal at the beginning of the year and saw an immediate positive impact. So the more we can make it easier for people to transact with the council, the more they will use the single My Account identifier.
Yeah, the parents portal sounds great. I imagine that will be really well received. The West Lothian, along with 31 other Scottish local authorities, I believe, contributed to setting up the local government digital partnership.
Yes.
So that's designed, as far as I'm aware, to aid sort of collaboration and partnership working across councils and other public sector organisations, to sort of create a digital vision for councils starting sort of become digital businesses by 2020. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit more about what this looks like?
Yes. So, so the partnership was set up, started back in 2017, and at that point not all councils were signed up, but as you said, they are now, and we all put funding into a pot, which pays for a small team of people whose role it is to help councils and other organisations work together, support each other, and try and do things as a kind of once for Scotland kind of idea, because we all deliver very similar services. We might do it in slightly different ways, but you know, the functions are very much the same. So why are we doing things 32 times? So when the partnership was set up and they set this vision of a digital council by 2020, that was quite ambitious. But I think rightly so. I think what we've learned in that intervening period is that changing local government is not a quick process, and everybody was starting from a different position. So some councils are further ahead in some areas than others, but it swings and roundabouts. What the partnership has allowed us to do is come together more readily and jointly work on issues and challenges, and we share best practice and ideas so that we can start to move forward together. Our ambition remains to utilise technology to the greatest effect and to embrace technologies that private businesses have been using for a while, such as robotics, chatbots and artificial intelligence. It's been great to be involved in the partnership, and there is a real sense of us coming together and working to support each other across all the areas of work. It's particularly been helpful to myself. You know, I'm at the moment a team of one, so all the help and support I can get from others is really kind of beneficial, and it has allowed me to make the progress that I've made already within the council.
Yeah, absolutely. The knowledge share must be amazing across 31 different local authorities. I mean, it's a no-brainer really, isn't it, to work in that way. So what would you say are your biggest challenges at West Lothian, and how do you see sort of technologies like you just mentioned, chatbots, AI, helping with these challenges?
Our challenges at the moment kind of centre around decreasing budgets and an increasing demand and expectation from customers, whilst the number of staff that we have to deliver these services reduce. So I see the new technologies helping us to manage the demand and react to general inquiries and requests in a straightforward way, whilst ensuring that our diminishing people resource are concentrated on delivering services to those who are most in need and least likely to be able to self-serve. We've been very clear that we won't close off channels, but we may reduce the availability of some. And I think where technology will come in is to help us undertake the routine and mundane tasks to allow staff to concentrate on the value-added transactions. At the moment, the need to slim down our cluttered software estate is an absolute must. So, you know, that's where I need to start.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you see the councils of the future looking like?
Councils are very complex organisations, and I think they will absolutely continue to deliver a vast array of services to communities. But I think there's going to be a greater emphasis on communities and groups also taking more responsibility for addressing very local issues, and councils concentrating on our most vulnerable customers. The use of technology to support service delivery will become the norm, and people will be comfortable with getting answers to their queries from virtual assistants.
Okay, and then this is one question that we ask every single guest that comes on the podcast. So it's, what tool or app could you simply not live without?
Okay, so I'm celiac, which means I have to have food that has no gluten in it. So dining out can be a bit of a challenge for me. So the app that I find invaluable is from Celiac UK, which tells me where to find restaurants that offer gluten-free options, no matter where I am in the country. And it gives me peace of mind that I won't have to worry or cause a fuss because of my funny eating habits.
Oh, that's brilliant. I know, what would we do without apps, eh?
Absolutely.
Oh, Karen, it's been so great speaking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be a guest on the podcast.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed that episode with Karen. So up next, we're interviewing Alex Cousins, who's the Business Development Director at Capita. Alex has worked within the public sector since the 80s, so she offers so much experience, both within the public sector and also she's held some incredible roles within the private sector, including HP and BT. So great conversation with her. Tune in next week to hear more. Have a great one.